Chazal says, "Chanush b'chichas l'shagim." Rav Yehuda b'seches Eiv and Daf Tzadik Aleph. Rav Yehuda says, "When you look into it, you will realize that Rav Meir considers all adjoining roofs to be one reshus, all adjoining chaseris to be one reshus, and all adjoining karfifas to be one reshus." And the Chachamim consider roofs and chatzeres to be one rishus and karfifas to be one rishus. So Shimon considers roofs, chatzeres, and karfifas to all be one rishus. This is the Brayta that supports Rav, that the Rabbanan only allow carrying four amas on a roof which is open to other roofs. And there's a Brayta that supports Rabbi Yehuda, that Rav Shimon says roofs, chatzeres, and karfifas are all one rishus. Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon oimer, echot gagen v'chulu. Rav said, we pass like Rav Shimon only if there's no internal Eiriv in the chatzer, so that there's no concern that an object from a house will be brought out into the chatzer and then transferred to another chatzer in the area. Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan say that we pass like Rav Shimon even if there's an internal Eiriv in that chatzer. Rav Chista asks, according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, there can be a situation where some items in a chatzer may be transferred to another chatzer, and some items in the chatzer may not be, meaning if they began Shabbos in the house, this seems like a very valid reason to be geyser. The Gemara says, we find a mission that shows that Rav Shimon is not geyser in this way. The mission says, if there are three chatzers adjoining in a row, with each having access to the Rishus HaRabim, and the middle chatzer made an erev with each outer chatzer, but the outers did not make an erev with each other, Rav Shimon allows transferring of items between each outer and the middle, and he's not geyser, and say that may lead to the transferring from one outer to the other outer. You see, he's not geyser in such cases. Rav Sheshes asks, the Mishnah says that Rav Shimon considers roofs, chatzeres, and karfifas as one rishus only for items that began Shabbos in one of these areas, but not for items that began Shabbos in the house. According to Rav, how is it possible that an item in the house made it out to the chatzer, since we're only discussing a case where there's no erev was made? The Mishnah says the Mishnah is discussing items like hats or scarves that were worn out of the house, so they started in the house and now they made it into the chatzer. In fact, Mara Brisa says that when an erev is not made, roofs, chatzeres, roofs but on wall structures, and porches are all considered to be one rishus. It seems from the Brisa that if an erev was made, it would not be considered one rishus. Mara says this Brisa may be the sheet of the Rabbanon, who also say that roofs and chatzeres would be considered one rishus, but they would argue and say that a gzeira is needed when an erev was made. It makes sense that it follows the Rabbanon because it specifically does not roof the karfif along with the roofs and the chatzeres. Gemara, a Brisa says if there are five chatzeres in a row, each having access to the adjoining chatzeres, and with access to the mavoi, and the chatzeres did not make erivin, one may not transfer items between the chatzer and the mavoi. However, items that began Shabbos in a chatzer may be carried within that chatzer, but items in the mavoi would not be so permitted. Rav Shimon allows transfer between the chatzeres and the mavoi because he considers a chatzer and a mavoi, along with a roof and a karfas, etc., to be one rishus. The Brisa says Mashman Rav Shimon allows this because no Erev was made. And where it says the Brisa means that the Chatzeris is not joined into a joint Erev. However, it may be that each individual Chatzer did have an Erev, and still Rav Shimon allows it, he allows it even when an Erev was made. In fact, remember, the Brisa says that no Erev was made. Remember, that means there was no Shituf was made. Whereas the second teretz, it may mean that no Erev Chatzeris was made, but Rav Shimon is saying to Rabbanon, agree with me that if no Erev was made, the different areas should definitely be considered one Rishus. Rabbanon answered that even in that case, it's considered to be two separate Rishuyas. The Braisa said that carrying within the Mavui is Aser. This seems to be a proof to Rav Zeir in the name of Rav, who said that one may not carry more than four Amas in a Mavui, which has no Shituf. The Mara says the Braisa means that it's Aser to carry from the Chotzer to the Mavui. In fact, but that's what the beginning of the Braisa says. The Mara says the Braisa needed to repeat it a second time, so that we shouldn't think that the Rabbanon only prohibit carrying from the Chotzer to the Mavui when an Erev was made, but if no Erev was made, maybe they would agree that transfer of items is permitted. That's why they have to repeat and say that no, even carrying from the chatzer to the mavoi is usher as well, even when no erev was made.